Good morning once again, radio family. Welcome back. Another weekend edition of Community Focus officially begins. Thank you for joining us and for tuning in here on our intercom stations. It is, once again, the weekend, and every Saturday and Sunday morning, a wonderful opportunity to talk to members of our Community Focus family, especially when we get to welcome the newbies to the show. Now, this is a program that you likely have heard about in and about the community before, but he's only a newbie, and this is my first time to engage in great conversation. We're going to share with you and help you to learn more about the Scholarship Community Focus Program. That rhymes with Community Focus. It has a nice ring to it. As I say good morning to you, Andre S. Richardson. And you just earned your PhD, did you not?
I sure did. At North Carolina A&T, yes.
Wonderful. So I got an Aggie up in the house.
Right, right.
Congratulations to you, doctor.
Much.
But you said it was okay if we just keep it personal and just refer to you as Andre.
Yes, that's fine.
Well, good morning, Andre. How are you?
I'm doing well today. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you very much. And thank you for this wonderful program known as the Scholarship Community Focus Program. Now, for some of the community who may have heard of it, and for especially others who have not, give us a little bit of background information. Tell us, what is the Scholarship Community Focus Program to start with?
Well, this is a program that started about 3 years ago with the Kappa Lambda chapter of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated in partnership with the College of Education at North Carolina A&T State University. So we felt the need to educate people about scholarships and how to get scholarships and how to just do the research and how to basically break yourself down in different components and things about yourself so that you can get scholarships. And oftentimes people don't really understand the different ways they can get scholarship and also the different things that are out there for scholarships.
Absolutely. And that's an excellent point, Andre, because the timing of our conversation really is at an appropriate time. We're getting closer to not only the spring months, summer is just around the corner. I know a lot of kids are ready for not only their summer break, but especially when we look at our juniors and seniors and our various high schools here locally, and especially including across the country. And what's on the mind of a lot of moms and dads and parents and grandparents, possibly aunts and uncles and everybody in the family.
Yes.
What's the next step, especially if they have a son or daughter who wants to further their education? They want to go to a fine school, a fine HBCU, such as North Carolina A&T State University.
Yes.
There's always that pressing question in the back of their mind. How am I going to pay for college?
Yes.
Especially as we see that higher education can be very expensive depending upon where they go.
That's true.
But more importantly, how they can really, like you said, take the necessary steps in getting the scholarship money. And the key with scholarships is this is monies that aren't always have to be paid back.
Right, that's true.
So basically free money.
Yes, yes.
For many families. So how wonderful that we have this with the Scholarship Community Focus Program. So who benefits, Andre, from the program? And as you just mentioned, what the program is all about.
Well, this conference is designed for 9th grade to 12th grade minority male and female students, particularly African-American students. And those students in the 10th and 11th grade are strongly encouraged to register to attend. And so space is very limited, which is why we want people to go to the website and register online at klscholars.com. That's K-L-S. KLSCHOLARS.com, KLSCHOLARS.com. We want people to go ahead and register for the conference so that we can plan accordingly for the number of people that may attend.
Excellent. And Andre, we're going to make sure that we continually repeat that information to where they can get registered. Love the fact, too, and this is very key for parents and for a lot of our students who are likely listening to our program here this morning on the weekend edition of Community Focus. The earlier you start searching for those scholarships, the better, because unfortunately there may be those, and let's just say worst case scenarios, that a lot of our kids don't hear about these scholarships until practically their senior year.
Right.
And that really doesn't give them enough time, because you only have a few months to transition from high school into college. And whether you go to a two-year or four-year university, knowing that there are monies out there that can literally help pay for the duration of their stay, when we talk about an institute of higher learning. It's really good that you're encouraging the kids and the parents listening to take advantage of this opportunity as soon as possible.
Thank you. Thank you. That's why we want to get the word out there to parents and students, let them know, as you stated, the earlier you prepare, the better.
Absolutely. And preparation is definitely key. You touched on this a few minutes ago. The program's been in existence for how long again?
We've been doing it for about 3 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the backstory on that? How did the concept for putting the Scholarship Community Focus Program come about?
Well, one of the members of the organization is actually the dean of the College of Education at North Carolina A&T, and he and the chapter president, Brother Richardson at the time, another Brother Richardson, and, mm-hmm. and now Brother Pittman, who is the president, they talked about doing a scholarship sort of program,
right.
Just to talk to people about scholarships, let them know early that, hey, you know, this is something that you should do, you know, no matter, even if you don't know if your child is going to college as a ninth grader, you know, take advantage anyway, because once you learn more about the opportunities there, then that could turn the parents, change the parents' minds or change the students' minds, say, hey, you know, I think we can do this.
Yeah.
I think I will go to college and so forth.
Very good point. Now, Andre, if you don't mind sharing from your personal experience, now here you are mm-hmm. having earned your PhD, mm-hmm. your doctorate in your field.
Right.
How soon was it for you when you had the opportunity for you and your family to take advantage of any scholarships that were out there at the time that you were going through school?
Well, unfortunately, I was one of those people that did not take advantage
okay.
of this opportunity
right.
because of the funds and the money, I didn't go directly to college.
Okay,
I actually went to the Navy. I was in the Navy.
Wow.
I was in the Navy for
okay.
4 years
yeah.
Doing Desert Shield, Desert Storm. Well, Desert Shield and Desert Storm happened a few years after I was in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until that point that I said, hey, you know, I probably should have did a little bit better in high school. I could have gotten some scholarships and so forth.
Right.
And then thinking about it, you know, I took the GI Bill, which is basically like scholarship money also, and
exactly.
used that and went to college. And as a result of that, I became a teacher. And I taught students in middle school, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started talking to them early on about thinking about going to college. You can go to college. You know, I started talking to parents about scholarships
yeah.
and so forth. And so it's personal to me in that regard, because
right.
I didn't know 30 years ago, because I graduated from high school 30 years ago in 88, and I didn't know 30 years ago about the scholarship opportunities that were there
yes.
or any of those things. So it's very near and dear to my heart and personal to me.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And we have the same graduation date.
Oh, wow.
Small world.
Small
yeah.
world, exactly.
And I can't believe 30 years.
Yep, 30
it's been,
years.
It's been that long, Andre.
It's been that long. It doesn't seem like it.
No,
like,
it doesn't. It right. really
and
doesn't.
And we don't look like it.
No, we don't. I was going to say, brother, you look great.
Oh, thank
for
you.
For 30
thank
years you. To have passed. Thank you so much. I really appreciate mm-hmm. that. But yes, when we have an opportunity to hear a story such as yours, that really does help to reinforce. And the fact that you were focusing on your service to country.
Mm-hmm.
And then to have that GI Bill with which to, when you made that decision,
right.
because that really does also say that if it isn't in the immediate plan
mm-hmm.
for one to go to school, sometimes we do take a break.
Right.
It just
right.
happens
right.
where we have other things that we want to focus on. But if we refocus and we have that determination to go back to school,
mm-hmm.
those opportunities are available.
True.
So is the scholarship that's there.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you one more question mm-hmm. before we go to our first break of the morning, Andre. This being, can this money be used at any school or at a particular school in general?
At any school, because we talk to students about scholarships, and we also taught the students how to look for scholarships
right.
beyond the conference. Even once
mm-hmm.
you go home, okay, here's some other ways that you can, you know, look for scholarships. And we also have scholarships on the website. So they can use the scholarships wherever they get the scholarship. They can use it anywhere.
Excellent.
And unless it specifically says mm-hmm. it when they go to a particular site and it says, you know, you have to go to this particular institution.
Right, exactly.
Right,
that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to, and I may have a minute to get this one in, so let this be the last question officially,
oh, okay,
Andre,
no
before
problem.
We go to break. I wanted to get back to you being a middle school teacher. What was mm-hmm. that experience like for you, especially for one coming out of the Navy,
mm-hmm.
going back to school, getting your teaching degree or certificate,
mm-hmm.
and then having the opportunity to teach middle schoolers?
Well, it was a great opportunity for me because I saw those, I saw myself in those students.
Nice.
Because I taught in a rural place, actually my hometown. I taught in Henderson, North Carolina.
I know where Henderson is.
Right, so I taught at one of the middle schools there, so it
Excellent.
Was very near and dear to my
Wonderful.
Heart. And, you know, and I just wanted to let those students know, hey, you know, I did it. I went to college. You know, I may not have gone right out of high school, but I was able to go to college. But you can go.
Right.
You know, just focus, you know, right now is where you start preparing. You know, your middle school grades, you know, people don't look at that as on your transcript. So when you get to the ninth grade, and I taught eighth grade, when you get to the ninth grade,
mm-hmm.
you'll basically be starting over.
Yeah.
You can start over with your transcript. You can do well in school. You can do well on the ACT and
mm-hmm.
SAT and so
yes.
forth. And I just encourage and push those things as a teacher early on when I taught there. And it was a unique situation at my particular school because you also hear about not too many African-American males in the school. But
exactly.
the school where I taught at that time, our principal was African-American. He had he made it a point to try to hire African-American males. So the year that I started,
mm-hmm.
Six African-American males started at the same time.
At the same time I started.
And everyone was trying to figure out how that happened and how he did it.
Exactly.
And it really made a difference because we, you know, the students got a chance to see, hey, these guys, they went to college. You know, these are regular guys, you know, because
right.
we were regular guys. And so we tried to instill in them, you know, the importance of going to college and doing well in middle school and high school.
And thank you. I really, every opportunity, Andre, I get when I have a chance to engage in great conversations, such as I'm having with you here right now on the first half of the weekend edition of Community Focus. I don't think teachers get enough credit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they get enough accolades. I don't think you get enough thank yous
right.
for doing what you do.
Right.
And especially when you have particularly young black boys
right.
who can look directly in front of them and see someone who looks like them,
right. mm-hmm.
who is a teacher. So to take this opportunity and just say thank you so much
oh.
for what you have done, because really, and this is something that I always think about from time to time, and not to get, you know, off kilter with our
mm-hmm.
conversation.
It's okay.
But a lot of times when I think about, okay, for our doctors and our lawyers and our professional sports players
mm-hmm.
and athletes,
mm-hmm.
that these guys and girls had to learn from someone.
Right,
they
true.
Were taught by someone.
Yeah, that's correct.
And of course, when we talk about the disparity, unfortunately, with teacher pay, and that's a whole nother topic
right,
of discussion,
you're right.
that it's really amazing how some of our teachers aren't making nearly as much
right.
as some of our professional individuals who are in the working field.
Right.
And so I know you don't do it necessarily for the money.
Mm-hmm.
You do it for the joy of knowing that you're teaching a young boy
yes.
or a young girl to become whatever it is he or she wants to be.
That's true.
Yeah, so kudos to you, sir.
Right.
Thank you for doing that for
right.
those for your middle school students.
Right.
Just out of curiosity, do you have a chance to keep in contact or have you spoken to any of your former students over the years?
I have. You know, after teaching for a while, I worked in higher education.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working in higher education for a long time. But so I would see some of those students along the way, and some of them, many of them, especially the males,
right.
Went on to college. Several of them went to different HBCUs in North Carolina and,
mm-hmm.
and to see them, and they'll say, hey, you know, Mr. Richardson, I told you I was going to college. There was one in particular, there was one young man. He kept telling me he was going to college and he was going to be a member of my organization.
Right.
And I was like, okay. And so
one of those, we'll see.
Right, we'll see. He was a little challenging as an eighth grader, but he went on to high school and did well, and he went on to college, and he graduated, and he did become a member of my organization, and then he also got a job working with the IRS.
Wow.
Right, and so he went on to do great things. This is one in particular, but I could probably name 10 or 15, but yeah, there were many of them that
right.
you know, looked at us
mm-hmm.
in that space, and they said, hey, you know, I can go to college. I'm going to go to college. And,
right.
and you know, they didn't necessarily come from backgrounds where people went to college. They were first generations also.
Right.
And so, you know, they did well.
Oh, what a beautiful story. Feel free to share more of those
okay.
in the second half of the program. And that's just really great that, and this is why, Andre, no doubt, that as a former teacher and for teachers who are listening, mm-hmm. this is why you did what you did.
Yes,
and why teachers do what they do is for the love of their kids.
That's
well, thank you, sir. Fine job for the first half of the show. By the way, you are a newbie. You family now.
Oh,
so.
Thank you very
You're
much.
You're very
thank
welcome.
You very much. I'm in the presence of greatness, so
oh,
I appreciate
no, no, no,
that.
No, 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 no. Other way around. Other way around, brother. Other way around. But no, this is what we do as a community, is that we uplift and upbuild each other. So thank you so much for the great company.
Thank you.
And thank you, radio family. Your fine company as well. We're going to hear more from Andre S. Richardson, recent PhD. So I got Dr. Richardson in the house, but we're going to keep it with Andre.
Yes, that's fine.
And to learn more about the Scholarship Community Focus Program here on the weekend edition of Community Focus, coming back right after this break. Thank you so much for tuning in. Radio family, the weekend edition of Community Focus. It's here Saturday and Sunday mornings on our intercom stations. Thank you very much for your great company. Thank you for the good things you're doing in our communities. Wanted to say that early, and I likely will repeat that at the end of the program. Engaged right now and continuing in wonderful conversation about the Scholarship Community Focus Program with Andre S. Richardson. Andre, I wanted to share, and I said we were going to do this several times throughout the course of our conversation, that with the Scholarship Community Focus Program, they can go to klscholars.com. That's correct.
That's correct.
Okay, and to learn more. Now, they have until, is there a particular deadline that you are focused on with this, or?
Well, we're going to have a deadline date, but we said that we'll just keep it open until we get to a certain number
of
participants. So that's
what
we're doing right now.
Very good. What is the process for participating? That's a nice tie-in and into that question.
Well, the process is just simply go to the website and you just provide some basic information. And students can also bring a parent with them as well. So there's a question on it that asks them, will they be bringing a parent?
You're right.
And you just show up on the day of the conference, scholarship conference, which is going to be Saturday, April 28th, 2018. It's Saturday, April 28th, 2018, from 8:30 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. Now, that's a long day, but during that time, we will be providing a light breakfast, like a continental-type breakfast.
Excellent.
Maybe a couple biscuits. We're still ironing all of that out.
Right.
And coffee and juice. But we'll also have a full lunch for the parents and the students as well.
Excellent, because a good breakfast and a good lunch, they say, and you may remember this from the days when we were about that age, Andre, the importance of having that breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
That's true.
It really helps engage in our thinking, and whether it's, you know, analytical, making application with certain things. Because nowadays, just as we had all these various subjects to learn from back in the day. And, of course, what you did as a middle school teacher, what was your favorite subject to teach? Do you recall?
Well, I was an English teacher, and
That
was my favorite subject in school, and I majored in English when I went to college, so it was English for me. Yeah.
Excellent. Now, were you by chance a first-generation college grad in your family?
Was, yes.
Wow.
Was, yeah. First in my family to go to college, and still am.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow. And there may be, for many who are listening to the program, that have a son or daughter who may be graduating from high school and going to an institute of higher learning for the first time.
Yes.
Now, how much money can a student potentially receive from the Scholarship Community Focus Program?
Well, it depends on the student. They can receive as much as they want, because we give out a scholarship. We also show them how to get scholarships
Great.
So a student can probably gain up to, you know, $20,000 to $30,000 in scholarships. It just depends, because we show students the types of scholarships that are out there. And at many institutions, they have something that's called a presidential scholarship, something like that, or a chancellor scholarship, where if your GPA is great and your test scores are great, you can get a full ride to an institution. And even at private institutions, I've worked at three private HBCUs. So even at private institutions, the presidential scholarship, you know, the tuition there is going to be much more, so it's like $20,000-something. So the students could get a full ride at a private HBCU, and that's about $100,000. So
now, can you imagine how many happy parents
that
are listening that would say, oh, if my son or daughter could, you know, apply for that and actually get it, how much of a financial relief? Because you're right, and even with the $20,000 to $30,000, that's not too shabby either, because when we think about the cost of just a semester of going to college can be relatively expensive. Now, are only seniors allowed to participate, and will this be an annual program?
Well, we want this to be an annual program, and no, actually, we want more sophomores and juniors to attend. Seniors can come,
right?
But they're right there at the end where all the scholarships have been given probably to seniors and so forth. So
right.
We want to focus on 10th and 11th graders, but 9th through 12th grade are encouraged to come and attend.
Okay, excellent. And so, parents, you're hearing it firsthand from Andre Richardson, who is joining me here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Great information about the upcoming Scholarship Community Focus Program. Again, the date, so mark this on your calendars, will be on
Saturday,
April 28th.
2018, from 8:30 to 3 o'clock p.m., but you must register online before you can attend.
Okay, now is this where they need to go to klscholars.com?
klscholars.com, okay. Because the Kappa Lambda chapter of Alpha Phi Alpha, along with the Colleges of Education at North Carolina A&T, hosting and sponsoring this event.
Excellent. So, radio family, that date's just around the corner, so take advantage of this as of yesterday.
Yes.
As the expression goes. Mm-hmm. And now, where's the location? Where will it be?
It'll be on campus at North Carolina A&T in Proctor Hall, which is the College of Education. So there's no real address for it.
But when people arrive, but if you're familiar with A&T's campus,
And we'll have signage posted.
Very
and
good.
People will be outside also to guide people to where they need to go and park. And parking is free unless you park in the parking deck. But we don't want people to park in the parking deck. We want them to park in the parking lot for Proctor Hall. And if that lot is full, we'll have people there to direct them to another free lot. That
excellent.
Way they won't have to pay anything for the whole day.
Wonderful. That's what it's all about, and that's definitely a keeping it, Andre, within the community. Now, when's the last time you had a chance to visit your alma mater at A&T?
Well, I was at A&T, I was there yesterday for a meeting.
Oh, okay. Meeting. So very recent.
Very recent.
Excellent. Now, as far as this becoming an annual program, what are some things that you hope to, if it's not already incorporated with the Scholarship Community Focus Program, what are some other things that you would like to see added down the road as the years go by? Anything that comes to mind?
For me, as someone who's done college fairs and so forth, I would like to see maybe some colleges and universities come, expand it so some colleges and universities come and they could say, hey, we're going to offer on-the-spot scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to extend it to that, but you know, it's not my vision. It's the organization, all of our visits together. So that's a good question. And it's a question I'll probably take back because it's such a good question.
Well, thank you.
And so in my vision, I would like to see that, you know, more people just saying, hey, you know, I have two $10,000 scholarships that I'm going to give out to, a person who is this, and this. Who's from a rural area, someone who's first-generation college student and so forth. So in my vision, I'd like to see that almost like a all-day lottery where people just giving out money, scholarship money all day long.
Well, Andre, all I can say say never.
Right.
You may have that one individual that's listening to you at this very moment who may be saying, well, let me be that person to get the ball rolling, so to speak. And, my friend, it also will allow an opportunity, of course, for you to come on a future program down the road. In fact, we can always do a post show.
Okay, that sounds great.
To give us some information on the turnout.
Okay.
And, you know, obviously the feedback that will come from families that are able to attend. Mm-hmm. So, radio family, we can't stress this enough. Please come out and support this wonderful event, the Scholarship Community Focus Program. Andre, getting back to some of your other students, is there another student in particular that stands out that you want to share from a past experience?
Yes, I'll probably share. There was a young lady who did not know how she was going to go to college, wanted to go to college, and I think she was raised by foster parents. They hadn't gone to college, and she was a really good student.
Yeah.
So I don't know exactly how. I knew she had scholarship money. Oh, she also participated in things like the TRIO program, the Upward Bound. When I was working at another institution, I saw her on the campus, and she was in those programs. So that was helpful. And then she started finding out about scholarships and so forth.
Excellent.
She actually came to school in Greensboro, too. She went to UNCG undergraduate, I think.
Mm-hmm.
She received scholarship money and so forth from the institution as well.
Right.
And she was able to go to school, and she's actually now a teacher in Henderson, North Carolina.
Don't you just love that when it comes full circle? Former students, especially, who follow in the same profession that you have been in, and to just see... Really, Andre, they are your kids.
Right.
Even though, you know, you may not be their biological father or parent.
Yes.
But in a lot of ways, when we think about it, that's what teachers were to us.
That's true.
They were the adults that we looked up to. They were the adults that said, you know what, I want to be somebody
yes.
mm-hmm. when I grow up. And mm-hmm. how nice, because we all can probably recall that one favorite teacher mm-hmm. that stood out.
Right.
Is that the case for you? Can you remember one or maybe a couple of teachers?
Well, my first grade teacher was my favorite teacher. Her
yeah.
name was Miss Valentine.
Oh, love the last name.
Right. So Miss Valentine, you know.
She was your sweetheart.
She was. And gave a lot of love. And she yeah. you know, always encouraged me and, you know,
nice.
Told me that I was smart and so forth. And
right.
So she was my all-time favorite teacher in elementary, yeah. well, in school from K through 12.
Right. Oh, mm-hmm. great. And it's really wonderful when you have great teachers like that, that see something in you that right away you don't see in yourself.
That's true.
And when you have that reinforced over the years from other teachers, mm-hmm. it is. It's a wonderful opportunity. I know for me, I have so many.
Mm-hmm.
Probably for me, my favorite teacher was, or one of my favorites, when I took French in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my first time engaging in a foreign language.
Mm-hmm.
And just the fact that, you know, it was an opportunity to speak another language
right.
other than English.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just so proper with it.
Right.
And she was that type of teacher who obviously had been to France.
Mm-hmm.
on a number of occasions, so she had that personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
But what I really loved about her is her engagement
mm-hmm.
with her students and how she was more than just a teacher.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times when you're outside of the classroom, you still have that bond,
yes.
if you will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the great thing, too, about it, Andre, is long after you're finished with high school, and even when you're finished with college and you just happen to, just on some random occasion,
mm-hmm.
you're out and about somewhere in public and you look and you're like, hey,
yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
That's my teacher.
Right.
That's
mm-hmm.
that's Miss Smythe. Or in
right.
French, we called her Madame Smythe.
Oh, mm.
For French.
uh-huh.
For French.
Right.
But I remember one time, and this was, it's been so long ago, but I'll share a moment with you, Andre, and Radio Family. This was years ago when my grandmother was still living,
mm-hmm.
and we happened to be out eating. We went to a K&W
mm-hmm.
that was in Winston-Salem. I think it used to be located off of Chatillon Drive, somewhere close to the WXII TV station that's
mm-hmm.
still there. And the restaurant's no longer there, but at the time, we were eating. And she happened to see a lady sitting in a booth eating dinner by herself.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at me and she said, you see that lady over there? I said, yeah, what about her? She said, that was my third grade teacher.
Oh, wow.
Now, mind you,
oh, wow.
Andre, my grandmother was probably in her late 70s.
Oh, wow.
Early 80s then.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And for her to say that's her third grade teacher, now I'm thinking to myself, well, how old is this lady if you're
right.
if you're this age
right,
now?
Right.
But she looked incredible. She had to at least been, if not knocking on 100
mm-hmm.
at that time. And I was like, really? You're a third grade teacher?
Wow.
Wow. So when you get moments like that
mm-hmm.
where you can
mm-hmm.
reflect on individuals, especially our teachers that we may have the fortunate ability to keep in contact with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in some cases, Andre, if you think about, there are a lot of, I'll say, our seasoned teachers that not only taught us,
right.
but also may have taught our moms and
right.
dads
that's
when
true.
We
that's,
were in school.
Yep.
Because I remember I had a lot of friends in high school
mm-hmm.
that when we had, whether it was a home ec teacher
mm-hmm.
or one of our financial teachers,
mm-hmm.
or in your case, when you taught English,
right.
to have an English teacher, and they say, yeah, I remember you were just like
yeah.
your mom and
right.
dad
mm-hmm.
when you were in
yeah.
school.
Yeah.
So that's really amazing.
Yeah.
Really amazing. And it's so nice to share stories like this, especially here on the program. So thank you for that. Andre, I wanted to get back to a little bit, especially focusing on the scholarships
mm-hmm.
and the fact that when, again, Radio Family, if you're just tuning in, welcome to the weekend edition of Community Focus, as I have Andre Richardson joining me with information on the Scholarship Community Focus Program. Again, KL, that's K-L, K as in, oh, what word can I think of? Other than if you spell candy with a
kite.
K. Kite, thank
mm-hmm.
you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why you're a teacher. L as in Larry, so that's klscholars.com. But Andre, when you think about the gazillions of scholarships that are out there that a lot of our students, and particularly or equally our parents, aren't aware of, I remember one time I had another member of our Community Focus family on the program. We were talking about scholarships, and she mentioned scholarships for if you happen to be left-handed.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I'm like, well, that was me. Where was this scholarship right. when I was mm-hmm. in school? Mm-hmm. Or if you wear glasses, there may be a scholarship for that. Yep. So really, it's just the gamut of what's out there when through this scholarship community focus program, you're really teaching families how to do that really deep right. research yeah. on how to find those scholarship dollars.
Yeah, that's true. And it's interesting that you mentioned that point because Dr. Anthony Graham, who is the director for this program, he's also the dean of the College of Education in North Carolina A&T. He actually did that at one of the conferences. He said, you know, I'm going to break myself down. He said, okay, I'm a black male.
Right.
I'm tall.
Yeah.
You know, I'm right-handed or whatever. You know, I'm this, I'm that.
Mm-hmm.
He actually broke it all down like that, and he told the parents and the students, you could do the same thing and just say, okay, see if there's a scholarship out there for being a black male, for being tall.
Right,
for,
right.
For, you know, being right-handed or left-handed, as you say. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So those are types of things that we'll discuss as well at this conference.
Absolutely. And again, the conference, our radio family, we're going to keep reminding you, Saturday, April 28th, 8:30 until 3 p.m., Proctor Hall on the campus of North Carolina A&T State University. Did I do okay?
You did well.
Well, thank you. And that radio family is without taking my notes.
Right.
So, yeah. So even though it's been eons, mm-hmm, Andre, mm-hmm. since we've been out of school,
right.
the old ticker still works.
I see. Working well, too.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Right.
Now, Andre, as far as not necessarily closing thoughts on the show, but in the next remaining minutes that we have, mm-hmm. what would you tell to any of our students, our young ones who are listening, when they're hearing about programs like this? What kind of advice would you pass along to that individual?
Well, I would say, you know, anytime that you have an opportunity to take advantage of an opportunity, you know, take it. You know, anytime a door is open, I mean, if someone knocks at the door, open the door. Because oftentimes what I've learned in life is sometimes you're kind of pushed and steered in a certain direction.
Right.
But, you know, we don't always go in that direction.
Right.
Sometimes, you mm-hmm. know, we should if it's a good direction.
Yeah.
And so just like this opportunity here is free. All you have to do is just go online to register. It takes about 5 minutes. So anytime there's the opportunity where you don't have to pay any money, you don't have to do anything, someone's giving you something or giving you information, mm-hmm. always take advantage. And so that's what I would tell young people, you know, no matter what age and grade, mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't really click in until you get a little bit older. But definitely by the
right.
time you're in high school, ninth
oh, yeah.
grader, it should click in saying, hey, you know, I need to think about what I'm going to do a little bit
exactly.
for my future. So.
That's a very good point, too, because, Andre, I think about, and I don't want to necessarily refer to it as the horror stories, but I guess it is what it is. Mm-hmm. When we hear about individuals who either didn't have an opportunity to take advantage of the scholarships mm-hmm. or just didn't know they were out there, they weren't aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
But when we think about individuals like ourselves, when we're long done with our schooling, and unfortunately we have those student loans,
yes.
which for some
yes.
people can be nightmares,
right.
and it just really blows my mind when I hear stories of individuals who are in the working world,
mm-hmm.
they have families. Mm-hmm. They're repaying thousands of dollars
right.
when they were in school.
Right.
And it's like they're still making payments from like over 20 to 30 plus years ago.
That's true.
Because, you know, when you're borrowing mm-hmm. that large amount of money,
right.
number one, obviously it's going to take time to repay it unless
yes.
you just make that type
right.
of money with your type of job.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, for the majority of us who are struggling
right.
just to make ends meet, mm-hmm. paycheck
yes,
to paycheck,
yes, yes.
it's rough.
Mm-hmm.
So how nice that as parents and their kids are listening, that you have a conference that's really focusing on the need to really take advantage
mm-hmm.
of, like you said, those free dollars
yes.
that are out there.
Yes, that's true. That's
yeah.
true. So hopefully they will take advantage, not just of this opportunity, but any opportunity
Absolutely.
That you hear about scholarships or
mm-hmm.
any programs that talk about college and college funding.
Mm-hmm.
Please, please take advantage, please.
Absolutely. And another nice thing, too, that just popped into my head, Andre, is that when we think about the various schools that, say, our kids want to go to, you always have those wonderful opportunities. And this made me think about you when you were in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the places that you got to visit
mm-hmm.
when you were in the military.
Yes.
Similar to some degree along the lines when kids can get those scholarships, especially if they want to study abroad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely take advantage of those opportunities.
Right.
As a young man, when I was 18, 19, 20, 21 in the Navy, I didn't know what great an opportunity that was. Because
right.
I was in the Navy, so I was on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the ship goes out to sea, you may go to about 10 different countries or whatever in a six-month period.
Wow.
Because every 2 weeks, you know, we would pull into a different port.
Right.
And, you know, I had a good time and took a few pictures. But, you know, I wish I had taken more pictures and really, like, been into it. But now, as you mentioned, students get a chance to do that in school by, you know, study abroad opportunities, even alternative spring break trips where they may go to another country. And
exactly.
So they should take advantage of those opportunities because you can learn so much by going away from home or going to
exactly.
another country.
Right.
Seeing how people live and seeing the different, what they can teach you. And some things that you can learn and bring back home.
Maybe that's true.
Teach and help someone else.
That's true. I think the terminology when we were in school, and likely I guess it still applies, mm-hmm. is that it's a great opportunity to absorb the culture.
Right.
That's and especially true. The language. And when we look at the melting pot of where we are just here in the United States alone, mm-hmm. there are so many different languages that are spoke in addition to English.
Right.
So to get acclimated, if you do have the fortunate ability to travel abroad mm-hmm. and to learn that language and become immersed, I think right. was the word mm-hmm. that we
yeah,
used to
immersed
use.
Immersed in the culture.
Exactly, right. back mm-hmm. in the day. Immersed in the language and able to speak. Because really, if we think about it, Andre, mm-hmm. our kids nowadays, the norm is now right. becoming speaking more than one language.
Right, that's true. That's true. That's absolutely true. They're starting in... Well, it wasn't like this when we were
exactly.
coming up, but now they're starting in elementary school
right.
teaching students other languages,
exactly.
English and French and so forth. And,
right.
And in some cases, even Mandarin, you know.
Yes.
And other languages. So it's very important. But I think that's good because in other countries, they speak more than one language. You know?
Exactly.
In other countries, many of them speak their language and they also speak English.
Exactly.
And so I think that it's a good idea for us to get on board and do the same thing.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned that because mm-hmm. to take it one step further, Andre, you have a lot of situations where even whether it's here in the States or abroad, mm-hmm. the children who speak multiple languages mm-hmm. really become the interpreters.
Yes.
For their families, because
yes.
they may have grandparents or a mother and father who don't speak English very well.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when they're out, maybe at the grocery store or in a restaurant, mm-hmm. you know, it's just really just to kind of sit back and kind of observe. The child is, yes. is interpreting
mm-hmm.
rather
mm-hmm.
for the parent.
Yeah.
Yeah, by speaking English or whatever the dominating language of the culture may be. So just wonderful, wonderful opportunities yes. all around. Well, Andre, any closing thoughts? Anything that I didn't mention that you would like to bring up in the last remaining minutes?
No,
of the
you're
program?
Such a professional. I think you mentioned it all. And
that's you too, sir.
And you know, we mentioned the website a couple of times where to register, and we mentioned the importance of seeking and looking for scholarships, and also the importance of seeking higher education. Because I worked at an institution one time. Actually, I'll say at Livingstone College in Salisbury, North Carolina. And the president, Dr. Jimmy Jenkins, would always say, a college degree is the quickest way out of poverty and into the middle class. If you just get an education, eventually you'll, you know, earn more money. You should earn more money and make it out of a low socioeconomic situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's still true today. Education is the key. To changing your situation, changing your life. Surely there are other ways to do it as well, you know, by getting trades and so forth. But
right.
even if you don't want to go that route, at
mm-hmm.
least look at getting more education, even if it's more education in a trade or something like that.
And Andre, to look at it from another standpoint, you're never too old to take in knowledge.
That's right. That's true.
Of any kind. And that, when we do as we get older, I mm-hmm, think that mm-hmm. word is we
right.
do gather yeah. or take in a little more wisdom than what we did when we were younger.
That's true.
And to have the opportunity to look back on those moments and say, and really to share with our own kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, our personal experience of when I was in college.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, these are some of the things that I did.
Right.
I know particularly the first thing that most colleges will take a look at is in the freshman year. And this is probably another good thing that you may or may not touch on at mm-hmm, the conference. Mm-hmm. I think this is so important that for our students and kids who are listening,
mm-hmm.
if they don't hear it from mom and dad, hear it from us here on Community Focus.
Right.
We always seem to be the targets of certain companies.
Yes, yes.
Credit card companies.
Yes,
and all
yes.
of this merchandise mm-hmm. and ways in mm-hmm. which they want to entice kids to do a lot of unnecessarily spending.
Right, that's true.
And I think it's the same for us as adults as well, because even when we're out of school, we still get that,
right,
whether it's in the form of mail. And then, you know, when we look at technology and social media and things of that nature. But just so many things that not just what we learn in the classroom, but going to college really can be a life learning experience
that's true,
a lot of us as well.
I know years ago when we went to college, you had to learn how to survive and eat oodles and noodles and all that type of stuff.
Yes. And you know what? I think kids are still doing it because I still see them in the grocery stores and I'm like, ooh, I'm so past that now.
Right.
Even though I still have my struggles, but it's like, I got to find something else to replace, you know, those ramen noodles.
Yeah,
but absolutely. I've enjoyed our conversation because it's really brought back a lot of great memories of being in school. Well, Andre, thank you so much. Again, klscholars.com is where you want to Radio Family register for the conference, the Scholarship Community Focus Program. Again, it's Saturday, April 28th, again, right around the corner. Mm-hmm. Get registered as quickly as you possibly can, 8:30 a.m. until 3 p.m., beautiful campus of North Carolina A&T State University. It will be inside Proctor Hall. Mm-hmm. Can I get an Aggie Pride from you before we go?
Can I get an Aggie Pride?
I like it. I like it. Andre, welcome to the Community Focus family.
All right. Thank you.
You're
I appreciate so it. Thank you for having me.
Welcome.
I appreciate it.
I have enjoyed your company. Andre, with me, never any goodbyes, my friend. So until that next time.
Until the next time.
Thank you very much. And thank you, Radio Family, for your great company as well. Indeed, until that next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your weekend. Thank you for tuning in to Community Focus.